LGBTQIA+.
Ha! That's it! Hold it right there! Pronoun trouble. She comes in
colors everywhere. Candy, that's your first time hearing that, isn't it? It's my LGBTQIA+ upstage stager.
I've heard it from my Jeep. And I rolled my eyes just as hard.
I've never. This is the first time I played it on the radio, so this is like... I know. That's exciting. Yeah. All right, so here goes. Elliot Page, formerly Ellen Page, is in The Odyssey and in a lot of other things from Juno, although, you know, playing a pregnant teenager. Now, man, I guess, identifies as a trans man is the way you would say that. Did an interview recently, and, well, let's talk about it.
In terms of...
I don't know whether Ellen has any idea what's being said. It sounds incoherent, but the part that I thought was interesting we're getting to, and by the way, that is the voice now that they have adopted. It's that much more guttural sounding voice that's meant to sound a little bit more masculine than the feminine voice that you might have known from Ellen Page as an actress in the past. But here's, she's talking about a documentary.
I think what's so wonderful about this documentary is it really illustrates, you know, why that information has been so suppressed, and how important it is for us to all learn about this, and how it's only expansive and exciting, all of this information.
Okay, trying to decode, again, some of the gibberish here, I think the argument that's being made is that in this documentary, it's going to show you examples in nature of homosexual or homoerotic behavior or asexual behavior or of gender fluidity or of changing of genders. I think that's the basic gist of what Ellen is trying to say here. And that may well be true. And if it is true, and I know it's true for some species, the interesting thing is that says absolutely nothing about human ethics. Or human gender, or human sexuality, or human norms. See, in the natural world with animals, you often have all kinds of bizarre and what we would, if done by humans, call atrocious behavior. Human ethics, now if you believe in a God and believe that ethics come from God, then divine command theory or God's role for us or God's intended purpose for us, but even if you don't, even for those who do not believe in a God, still believe that there are rules like don't go murder the weaker members of your species. And yet, in the natural world, that kind of stuff happens all the time. So the premise of the it's natural argument when it comes to sexuality is we see animals behave this way. Humans are just animals. Therefore, it's okay for humans to behave this way. And the response to that is to say, well, even though humans might categorize biologically as, you know, the kingdom of animals, we are not the same as them in the sense that we believe in ethics. We believe in morality. We believe that just because a thing happens does not make it good to happen. And so just because animals do a thing, even if they do it in a way that seems very normal and natural to them, that doesn't make it right for us to do. And so it's a non sequitur of an argument. It doesn't get you to the conclusion you want, even if it's true that you have, you know, gender non-binarism, you have gender fluidity, you have changing of genders, or you have same-sex or multiple partners. As an example, many animals will reproduce with many other animals. Does that mean that that's the norm that we want to lay down for humans? And the answer is no, because we are something different, something distinct, and our rules are not based simply on the behavior of animals. Unless, again, you want to sort of normalize in a moral sense all of the things you see being done in the animal kingdom. So that's your LGBTQIA++ update for today. I'm Andrew McKay. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I do, and this is brought to you by the people at the Disney's Little Mermaid at Pensacola Little Theater from July 20th, that's today through August 9th. You can journey under the sea with a theatrical take on the classic Disney movie. Ticket available at the box office or PensacolaLittleTheater.com. And taking a look at our roads, good news is we're not showing any slowdowns or delays. There isn't accident that just popped up is the Johnson and Belmetto Boulevard, but not showing a roadblock this morning. 437-1620, if you see that accident or slow down. Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality used cars, cars that are 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years young, low miles, good condition. Probably you're going to be the second owner, maybe the third, you know, it depends. Like, we are the second owners of our car. It had been a lease out of Orlando. It came back to the dealership. For whatever reason, they could not sell it in 90 days. They put it up for auction. Frontier had a buyer at that auction. They bought it. They brought it back here. We were just looking for a car to test drive. We drove it. It's the color, the trim level, the number of miles, everything we wanted. And basically, they worked with us a little bit on the price. I'm like, we can't not buy this car. I mean, it was hard enough just to find one to test drive. Who knows what we'll find in 6 months when we actually need to replace the Grand Caravan we had at the time. So we bought it, and then they followed up with us afterwards, 6 months later and a year later, to make sure we were happy. And I don't know who does that, but I know Frontier does. Serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 28th to Pensacola Beach. This is the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference. Get connected with top experts and explore the cutting-edge trends shaping our future. From AI to robotics to national security and healthcare tech. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Don't miss out. Secure your tickets today at itenwired.com.
I'm Dr. Isaac Williams, running for Escambia County School Board, District 3. District 3 is asking for a change, and I agree. District 3 deserves a representative who will listen, communicate, and stay connected. I'm a retired military leader, a pastor, a community leader, and I'm ready to serve. I'll support teachers, strengthen schools, put students first, and always involve parents. I'm Dr. Isaac Williams. On August 18th, I will appreciate your vote.
Paid political ad by Dr. Isaac Williams, Escambia School Board, District 3.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air.
Tune in Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You're busy. You just need to know what's happening.
What's happening?
Pensacola right now
with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
Good morning, 8:19 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Congratulations to J.D. and Usha Vance. Had their fourth baby, a baby boy, the first child born to a sitting vice president, or I guess to a sitting vice president's wife, in 150 years. Isn't that crazy? So, all right, so trivia question for you, Candy. 150 years ago, who was it?
William Taft. Is that right?
No,
I know that's
no,
not
no.
right. I don't know.
I'm going to give you a name you've never heard of before. Are you ready?
Yes.
Skylar Colfax.
Oh,
real or fake? Real or fake name?
Is he playing the Hangout Fest?
It's a real name.
Oh.
Yeah, that's funny.
Rainbow Hangout. Kitten Surprise.
Oh. Yeah, Ellen Wade. And was the second wife of Skylar Colfax, had a son, Skylar Colfax III, in 1870, when Colfax was serving as vice president for Ulysses S. Grant.
Oh.
So it's been a minute, but also, have you ever heard the name Skylar Colfax?
No.
Me either. I feel a little ignorant. You know,
somebody's
out there.
Skylar is kind of a new name.
Yeah, I know, right? S-C-H-U-Y-L-E-R.
Oh, that makes sense.
Could
yeah.
be Shiler.
I guess I have heard Skylar.
I don't think it's Shiler. I think it's Skylar. All right. 820 News Radio 92.3. Congratulations to the Vances. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. United Airlines is out with some information today after a viral industry memo sparked a lot of confusion. They're refuting reports that passengers can swap flights for free if they object to landing at the new Donald J. Trump International Airport.
Interesting. I'd seen this story, and I wondered if it was true. They're denying it?
They are denying it. Officials with United are saying that while reservation agents have flexibility, policy forbids fee-free destination changes based on the airport's name or three-letter code. Some concerns about the potential spread of the war in the Middle East after the deaths of three American service members in the U.S. launching retaliatory airstrikes. CENTCOM confirmed an Iranian strike did kill two U.S. service members and left another one missing. Also, a service member killed in action in Iraq. And Iran's supreme leader vowing
to widen the war. That was by an Iranian-based EOD, right?
I believe it was a drone that got shot down.
Okay, I remember reading one of the stories and thinking, oh, that's the kind of thing David's always saying, is that all these bombs that were in Iraq were basically planted by Iran or manufactured by Iran. So
yeah, this one was being flown over from Iran and shot down. Yep. An update on the gastrointestinal issues going around. Of course, we thought it was Taco Bell's lettuce, but Taco Bell, an apology. It was not their lettuce, in fact. Actually, the supplier of the lettuce is who we owe the apology to, Taylor Farms. They apparently have done more testing, and their lettuce is cyclospora-free.
Oh, okay. All right.
So the search continues.
I still think all the memes I saw online of people, you know, the line was people are losing 15 to 20 pounds on this whatever disease by eating the contaminated lettuce. And then it'll have a picture of a woman with her face buried in a giant bowl of lettuce, like trying to be faster than the GLP-1 blockers. David, thank you so much for the update. 823 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is actually a kind of an interesting story. Let me hold on. Wait with me.
As you can see, we've had our eye on you for some time now, Mr. Anderson.
No 9,000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information.
You and Nexus, huh? I designed your eyes.
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer.
Shall we play a game?
So, interesting story about AI that I had not covered yet, fascinating one, is that people are using AI in their ear, like a Cyrano de Bergerac kind of thing, to get jobs that they're not qualified to get. And then once they get the job, lo and behold, they can't do it. So they wind up getting themselves into positions to get jobs that they're not really capable. The one, this was from the Straits Times. In retrospect, the interview had gone too well. The candidate's answers were polished, a little scripted. He seemed more than capable for the grant writing job, so a New York City nonprofit hired him. Within a month, his boss realized he could not do the project he had interviewed for. He froze on basic decisions, was far less nimble than he had seemed from behind the screen. The manager who asked not to be identified discussing personnel matters, and because she says it's embarrassing to admit you got duped by AI, now feels almost certain the candidate had been covertly consulting a chatbot like ChatGPT during the virtual interview. Generic answers lifted from the organization's website, tidy three-part responses to almost every question. The manager fired him and is on the hunt for a replacement, a time-consuming endeavor, and you got, you know, burn hand on the stove syndrome, like you're afraid that you can trust nobody, right? The AI doesn't only fool the interviewer, it fools the applicant, too, into thinking that that person, oh, I might be able to actually do this if I just use AI, and then they get on the job and then they cannot. It's the new AI-induced hiring paranoia. Almost half of applicants say they're using AI for help at some time in the job search process, up from 40% in 2024. Some of that's pretty benign, you know, just polishing resumes or writing cover letters, but 32%, that's a third, are using it to generate text for writing samples, 26% to answer questions on assessments, and 13% of respondents, that's about 1 in 8, admit they are using chatbots in real time during job interviews to answer questions so that they can secure a job that they will then be incapable of doing properly. And then they talk themselves into saying, well, I'll be able to use a chatbot while I'm on the job. If I can get the job using a chatbot, why shouldn't I be able to? Because it doesn't work that way, people. All right, so that's one. I actually have a good AI story. I never get to tell good AI stories. I'll tell you in a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
All right, this is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For our info on a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. That's K-N-O-X. Knox knocks them out. And not showing a lot of slowdowns or delays, watching MacArthur Lane and 10 Mile Road in Pensacola. I am showing a vehicle crash there with injuries. A little bit of a slowdown. Watch for emergency crews on scene. 437-1620. If you see that accident or slowdown, Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. So back to what is kind of a rarity for me. I get to report on a positive AI story. Over 1,000 children, this is from NBC News, 1,000 children visit Boston's Children's Hospital every day. Many get clear diagnosis and begin treatment. A small subset of pediatric visitors with rare illnesses never even get a diagnosis at all. And that started to change with the help of AI. New research from the Hospital Center for Rare Diseases and the AI company OpenAI reveal that off-the-shelf AI tools can help identify which errors in patients' genomes might be causing the children's diseases. Published in the New England Journal of Medicine, AI-focused publication, NEJMAI, shows that OpenAI's O3 deep research model helped clarify 18 children's diagnoses. This is for children who had struggled to find causes for their very, very unusual illnesses. It got about 5%. So they took all the cases that hadn't been diagnosed. Like, they have all these kids. They don't know what's wrong with them. And they fed it into the AI. And the AI kicked back about 5% new diagnoses they hadn't had before, which doesn't seem like a lot. But given how many times doctors had looked over the information and not gotten an answer, that's actually a huge number. And so out of, you know, something like, 1,000 or something, they wind up, getting 18 kids diagnosed properly, because the AI has the time and the resources to spend just looking over the files and looking over all the information, look for patterns that somebody as a human might not see or doesn't have the time to spend. Think about like a cold case for a murder, you know, how the police handle that. They do an intense investigation in the beginning, but then they keep those cases open and they keep coming back to them again and again. And sometimes they bring in outside resources, outside eyes to try to look at these. It's sort of like that. If you could throw virtually unlimited analytical resources against the diagnostic problem for a kid, well, sometimes it's going to give you answers that the humans just don't come up with. So that, to me, is like the plus side of AI, is the massive scale analytical, the data production stuff, like that side of things I think of as being useful. Whenever I talk to friends of mine who use AI in their jobs, that's the part of it that, you know, they love and that they find it useful. The part that I find horrifying is the replace human stuff and the do stuff that only humans can do, should do, you know, should be trying to do, and all of that. 437-1620, 437-1620. You know how there's all these like environmental causes, there's ways to feel proud that you've done a thing that, you know, we talk about virtue signaling, which is being able to show off that you have a badge or you have a possession or you drive the right kind of car that impresses your friends and makes them think that you're a good person, whatever. Well, here's an interesting one. I will tell you, I did not do all the research. I'm trusting that the source was reliable about this, but the analysis of whether it's better for the environment to use plastic bags or the like cotton totes, you know, that you reuse maybe 50 times and they wear out and then you throw them away. The Danish EPA, they say, did a full lifespan analysis, and an organic cotton tote, you know, the kind of one that you might have, certain people would have, would replace about 20,000 plastic bags to break even, meaning that it's exactly the opposite of what you think. Even if it's just to match climate impact, it's 7,000, meaning you would have to use it so many times for it to even get even with how little plastic bags do bad, that it's nowhere close, from the manufacturing to the water it takes to irrigate the crops to grow the cotton and all of those things that we love Ryan Jenkins. Plastic bags actually do have a purpose.
I'm Therese Crowley. CENTCOM pounding Iran for a ninth straight night, last night in retaliation for American war dead.
First Lieutenant James Tyler Fian and Private Isabella Gonzalez were killed in an Iranian attack
at the museum. Both of those shows will start at around 10:30, of course, depending on weather. An elderly Navarre woman showed enough evidence that Henry acted with actual malice. Attorneys for Henry are expected to file an appeal. If not, that case will move towards trial. Now, Andrew Tate and his brother have been arrested in Miami. The social media influencers were arrested by federal marshals Saturday on criminal charges of rape and sex trafficking in the UK. A news release from the UK's Crown Prosecution Service says that Andrew Tate has been charged with 7 counts of rape, 3 counts of sex trafficking, and 3 counts of assault, as well as other offenses. His brother, Tristan Tate, is charged with 2 counts of rape, sexual assault, and sex trafficking. British authorities are seeking to have them extradited on those charges. The Cantonment Improvement Committee is giving away 10,000 pounds of food tomorrow. That food distribution event starts at Carver Park about 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Organizers are asking attendees to line up facing north on Webb Street. You'll have to have a valid ID. And we are watching Tropical Depression 2 as it continues to organize in the Gulf. Forecasters say it could become Tropical Storm Bertha today. Wind impacts are possible along parts of the Gulf Coast. The National Hurricane Center says rain is probably the biggest concern.
There's the possibility of getting tropical storm conditions beginning tonight into Tuesday. We're also recommending interest in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas to continue monitoring the progress because additional watches could be required for portions of those areas over the next couple days. We are expecting some areas of gusty winds. There could be some flash flooding possible.
That is Felipe Papin, a senior hurricane specialist with the National Weather Service. The storm is moving slowly, and we'll check our local forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. But first, Candy's got our traffic on the fives.
All right. This brought to you by Discover, and Discover wants everyone to feel special. That's why they double all the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with Cashback Match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. And taking a look around the area, not showing a lot this morning, but MacArthur Lane and East 10 Mile Road showing a vehicle crash with possible injuries. Use caution in that area, and it looks like emergency crews may be on scene for that. Certainly, if you see an accident or a slowdown, you can let us know at 437-1620. You can text that in. Candy with traffic on the fives.
We do have a 50% chance of those showers and thunderstorms today. Going to be seeing a mix of some sun and clouds and heavy rain, high near 95 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Tuesday, 70% chance of those showers and thunderstorms, heavy in some spots, high near 89. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 79 degrees. Heading into Wednesday, 50% chance of rain, high near 89 degrees. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
77 degrees. We've got sunny skies this morning. And your money now. Markets are up on this Monday morning. The Dow is up about 0.25%, 52,269.95. S&P 500 is up just about 50 points right now, 7507.25. NASDAQ up just over 1%, 25,789.039. Our 10-year bond rate is up a bit this morning, 4.56% today. Turning to commodities, gold is down 480 at 4,014 even. Silver is up 73 cents, 57.05. Bitcoin up a couple hundred, 64,586.10. Those oil prices down slightly this morning, 59. West Texas Intermediate down 61 cents at 81.88 a barrel. Brent crude is down about 50 cents at $87.61 per barrel. Looking at the fuel prices, national average today is at $4 even. Florida statewide average, a little bit lower than that at $3.93, which is down a cent from yesterday at $3.94. The CEO of the Bank of America says a lot of economic activity has been generated thanks to the FIFA World Cup. Brian Monahan said that the soccer tournament had an, quote, on-the-ground economic impact across the cities which hosted games, with notable spending at bars and restaurants. And consumer sentiment jumped in July. The University of Michigan's early reading for the month climbed another 10% to its highest reading since February. 8:38, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill, but those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be, Tap Good RX, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off.
deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little app does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
This is a statement from the National Weather Service.
September 2020.
The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
But then Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Darren Costello, owner of Costello's Butcher Shop in Deli, Fine Wine and Cheese.
I'm Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neal Clinic.
What do these businesses have in common? They've trusted our years of marketing experience at ADX Communications.
I absolutely recommend radio to business owners. It's real, it's local, and it reaches people where they live and work. Radio helps us build trust and name recognition with patients before they ever walk through our doors.
We're proud of the successes our local business partners have had, trusting our years of marketing experience.
I enjoy working with such a great team with the radio station. Dependable, professional, local, and results-driven. ADX Communications.
To have your business become part of our success story, no matter if it's Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, Sports Radio Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola's Playlist 94.5, or the area's most robust digital platform, call us today, 850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000. And let ADX go to work for you.
You don't need someone yelling at you.
You just want someone to say what you're already thinking.
That's MVR. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say the quiet part out loud.
The American people have had enough.
Well, except for white women 55 plus.
There are a lot of white women that lean left.
Usually with a little sarcasm.
Thankfully, we know all the sane ones.
MVR. Weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so you had kind of an interesting story happen. The London Times reporting on this, that language learning app Babbel had put out a story asking people to contribute, like professional writers and poets, the 1,500 members of the Poetry Society of America. Yes, there is one, and there are that many. Okay, fine. Anyway, to submit their list of the most beautiful words in the English language. And they've got a top 10 list of the most beautiful words in the English language. So I thought I would ask you, and I'll tell you, you know, what's on their list, and we can talk about yours as well. But what do you think is the best word in the English language, or your favorite, or one you like to say? 437-1620, 437-1620. The challenge for me is going to be whether I know the meanings of them. I was never that great at vocabulary. Like, that portion of the SAT was never my favorite, exactly. And yet, I mean, yeah, I love to use words. I love interesting words. But as far as the mastery of meanings and spellings, not it, man. Especially spellings. I have pretty good spelling, but not, like, competitive spelling skill. So you look surprised by that, Candy, just because you think...
Well, no. I mean, you're the only one. Like, we can have a conversation. You'll be like, oh, superfluous. Like, yeah. I know that. You know what I mean? Like, you use it naturally, not like, hey, not, look at me using this word,
not like it's
word,
forced,
y'all.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to spend
word,
my $20
word.
But
a diminutive word. One would do.
All right. What a diminutive one would do. 437-1620, 437-1620. So tell me your favorite word, the word that you think is the coolest or most interesting or most beautiful. If you want to really, like, stay right on the target, that was the question. But either way, however you want to answer it, 437-1620. Do you have a particular word that comes to mind when I say what's your favorite? Janice Gilley asked me this question years ago. She used to reverse ask me the lightning round when I had her on as county administrator.
That's good.
Yeah, she's a smart cookie. Anyway, so do you have a favorite one that jumps out at you, Candy?
Darren. My husband.
Your name of your husband.
I love him. He's my thing. And exuberant.
Exuberant.
How I feel when I talk about my husband.
Right, exuberant is
how
quite
lame
a good
am I
word.
Today.
I like that.
I know. I love you, Darren.
That's brownie points at home. I like that. All right. I'll give you just a couple of examples from the list, and you can text me in yours. 437-1620. The number 10 word on the list of most beautiful words in the English language, as decided by poets, is eloquent. You know, somebody who speaks or writes in a fluent or especially powerful or communicative way. Their number nine was love. I thought that was interesting, that love is beautiful. It's not a complicated word.
I meant love,
not Darren, obviously. But just to give you a couple of examples in the category, effervescent, you know, yes. Bubbly, like Alka-Seltzer is effervescent, although usually you mean it for, like, the personality. An epiphany. Epiphany is a great word. Could be a name, but usually an epiphany is a sudden breakthrough or an insight that you get at a moment in time. The good example of this is when Paul has the epiphany about Jesus Christ. You know, those kind of moments. Aha moments or epiphanies. Susurrus. I don't know this one. I had to look it up. Or susurrus might be. Sounds that are whispering, murmuring, or rustling. But that was number five on the list. So, see? You know? Mellifluous is a great word. You know mellifluous, Candy? Mellifluous is having a pleasant voice, typically of a woman, but it's like a honey-like, sweet kind of, that sort of a voice that, like, you have.
Like Meg?
Yeah. Like Meg.
She All could right. read the phone book, and I would be like,
yes,
go
when
on,
you
Meg,
when you love
present?
Listening to yeah. that voice, particularly I think mellifluous is usually for women. It doesn't have to be, but that's how I always associate it. All right, so 437-1620, what is your favorite or most beautiful word in the English language? We'll get to your answers in a second. Candy has traffic on the fives. With her mellifluosity going.
That's right. There you are. MacArthur Lane and 10 Mile Road showing an accident this morning. I use caution in that area. And that's the only thing that we're seeing right now. It's brought to you by Anderson Subaru. And taking a look on 29, not showing any problems there. All exits off I-10, I-110 reported as clear. 437-1620. If you see that accident or slowdown this morning, Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, yeah. Candy. So question of the day again is, tell me a word in the English language that you think is beautiful or is your favorite or you just love the way it sounds, whatever the case may be, because, you know, the top 10 words as voted on by poets, basically, I have them in front of me. 437-1620. Dawn, somebody says. It's lovely and encouraging. It is a great word. Plethora. Yes. A group or selection of things that represent quite
That's
a bit of variety.
A lot. Yeah.
There you go. Well done. John Hutchinson. You know what John Hutchinson's favorite word is? Touchdown, LSU.
Yes!
It's pretty good. Pretty good, John. Somebody's got jokes. Oh, where is my... Do I have it handy? Oh, yes, I do. Here we go. Oh, no, that's not it. Okay, fine. 437-1620. What? No, I had a different thing, so... Vociferous. That is a good word. Vociferous. It's a particularly vehement or strong or powerful opinion. Usually you talk about it as people having a vociferous demeanor or presentation or something like that, the way they advocate for something. Let's see. Carlos, that was Daniel. Carlos says, I enjoy the word snack. That's great. And the most beautiful words are Jesus and family. Oh. Mm-hmm. My list too. Yeah, I'm sure. Let's see. Dreams, somebody says, is their favorite word because we need to make our lives better. Let's see. Somebody says the most beautiful word in the English language is bacon and donuts, and especially when you say bacon donuts all together. Oh, okay. Here's a song lyric. What's the one I'm thinking of, Candy? Mary Poppins.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious,
even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. All right. Sorry, this people of a certain age. Let's see. Somebody says my favorite word in the English language is vacation.
Yeah.
I love this
like
is what
both
I,
the movie and
yeah,
the,
yeah, and also right. I love all the variety of ways people answer these questions. Did you just do the this is crazy hand thing that he does? All right. Way to go, Clark. Let's see. Compassionate, they said, is my favorite word. Frolic. Oh, frolic is a great word. Oh, actually, this person sent in a bunch of texts. Sorry, that's the most recent one. Flabbergasted, yes. Caught off guard or surprise. Twitterpated, that's a good one. Grace, forgiveness, peace, and frolic. Frolic is a great word. It
is. It brings a childlike exuberance. And
yeah.
You can see it as it's...
Onomatopoeia, you know, onomatopoeia is when the word sounds like what it is, like swoosh.
Rustle.
Yeah, or rustle. Yeah, but it does kind of get into that vicinity. So frolic, no, I agree with you. Frolic is a beautiful word. Oh, and somebody adds the very next thing, onomatopoeia. Well done. There you go. You are my people. I love it. Potential, Don says, is my most favorite and least favorite word. You can do even more versus you could have and you didn't. voluminous. Oh, I like that one, yes. Somebody says, I love saying Chechnya. What? Okay. Fair enough. Not English.
Is that David Wayne?
I don't know. That's funny. Okay. Jubilation, ultimate form of happiness. However, my favorite phrase in English language is shrimp fried rice. Yeah, what's your favorite order? Oh, okay. This is funny. This is actually when I asked my wife last night, I said, you know, hey, do you have any particular words that you love the most or that you love saying? And you know what she said? This surprised me.
Was it Darren?
Turn my computer on. Okay. Play a clip here. Yeah, here we go.
Excellent.
When Mr. Burns says excellent,
she wears the pants and the money
she
pants in your family.
That's her favorite word. And she loves, when she's over at her desk and some machination or plan that she has all comes together, and she'll just say it under her breath, excellent. And I have heard her do that. That is so true. Mesmerized is a good word, which actually goes back. I think that's the guy. The name was Louis Mesmer was the one who did the trances or hypnosis or magic tricks or whatever it was. I forget the exact particulars. Hors d'oeuvres is a good word, although it's French, but it's okay.
When I was younger, I thought it was hors d'oeuvres. My family was very like, hey, you want to pass out the crackers? Hey, do you guys want some hors d'oeuvres?
That's how it's spelled, right?
That's how it's spelled, yeah.
Let's see, Sanctuary, Charlie Brown's Rats. by the way, the rest of the top 10 here, Halcyon is an idyllic or completely peaceful time. I said mellifluous, ethereal, you know, light, typically fabric, although I think of ethereal as a presence. And diaphanous, which is one that is, again, with fabric, is light, delicate, and easily ripped or damaged. Lithe is another one, you know, something like a ballerina is lithe, you know, flexible. And then I was brainstorming my own list. I kind of like ensconce. It's kind of a cool one. Phlebotomy. It's weird, you know, the art of taking blood, but it's a cool sound. Scatological. Sounds good. Is not cool. It's dealing with, you know, number two. It's your second most favorite word. There are a lot of words within philosophy and Christianity that are kind of interesting. Soteriology is kind of a cool one. That's the study of salvation. Discombobulate. That's a cool word that just, you know, to disrupt. Defenestrate or defenestration. Do you know this one? That's
not heard that
Vladimir
one.
Putin likes to have his enemies defenestrated, thrown off of balconies.
That's what it means specifically, yeah, thrown off balconies or just getting rid
of? That's murdering somebody by throwing them off of a balcony. That's right. Denouement, which is the resolution of a play, although that's a French word. Luminescence, propinquity, sumptuous. I like, again, onomatopoeia is a good one. Eudaimonia, some people say that a little bit differently. It's being lucky. Soliloquy, I give a lot of soliloquies. I get paid to do soliloquies.
And I get paid to do the traffic in between them.
Avuncular is a good one. Proprioception, that's a personal one for me. That's your knowledge of your body in space, how you're aware of your body. Epistemological, study of knowledge. And then I'm gonna say one that is actually a word that you're going to think maybe is not a word, but spoonerism.
Is it like what I'm going to do to Meg right now?
No. Never mind. No. Spoonerism is when you reverse or you invert sounds at the beginning of words, like Beeping Slooty and her Chintz Charming, you know, Sleeping Beauty and her Prince Charming. My mom used to do this all the time with fairy tales. It'd be Dwos Knight and the Dwoven Swarves and, Rindersella and the Three Sisty Uglers, you know, that kind of thing.
Was that Cinderella and the Three Ugly Sisters?
That's it.
Wow. Okay.
So my mom used to tell me fairy tales like that. She'd mess with them that way. So she was that kind of a person. You have a favorite word, Meg?
You said it. Plethora.
Plethora.
Is one of my and love.
Okay.
Love is definitely up there.
Quite a good one.
That's up there for sure.
We got syncopation. We got owl. Oh, from Bambi. And Twitter faded. That's right. Tiramisu. Tacoa. Cornucopia. This is awesome. I love it. The worst English is the opposite, but the worst English in the English language is kidney stone. And I would not be able to finish this conversation if I did not play.
Inconceivable.
You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbary Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbary Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have a health reminder from the CDC.
Pneumococcal vaccination is recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Tune into Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than just investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC, registered advisors.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
I'm with you. Let's go blow this guy.
Away. Blow this guy away.
Whatever.
That's one of the things I actually loved about her character in Sandra Bullock's character in Demolition Man is all the malaprops, you know, all of the 80s, 90s expressions that she was getting wrong for the future. 8:56 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, and how they sing jingles as a radio station. The whole station was commercials. Remember Candy's that? Got traffic on the fives.
It's Andrew McKay's show. As we take a look at the roads, very, very slow on 29, both before and oh, I know what it is. It's a train. It looks like a train at the paper mill. So Muskogee backed up on both sides of 29, north and southbound, of course, as they wait for that train, I am sure, to get where it's going. Or there's a big accident, so we'll see.
Oh, we also have somebody texted us that the traffic light at Palafox in Maine is flashing. So a flashing red light is always a stop first.
Yellow has the right of way.
Well, if it's always flashing red, it's a complete stop.
If there's no lights, then it's a complete stop. But if it's yellow, you do have right of way. So caution there, wherever you are, 437-1620, if you see that accident or slowdown, 857.
But let me give you a word of advice. Be careful trusting it. If you approach an intersection where you're the yellows and they're the reds, I mean, yes.
It's better to be safe than right.
It's what I always tell my kids when I'm teaching them how to drive. You know, that's it. 437-1620, 437-1620. We do have this storm in the Gulf. It is not much of a threat for us. It's moving west at like 3 miles an hour. It's not quite a tropical storm. It should get to tropical storm intensity over the next day or so. It's a tropical depression right now, 35 miles an hour. When it gets to above 39, it gets to be a tropical storm. And we're going to get rain and, you know, there's some stuff and wind and, you know, but be prepared. And like Jimmy Petrona says, go do a video of your house so you have all your possessions and, you know, store it somewhere safe or email it to yourself. You know, I mean, store it in the cloud so it's available. But, yeah, we're looking at that, and we'll, of course, keep you informed as the time goes on. But there's not going to be, like, this big storm surge or anything like that. So it's a tropical storm, most likely, is what's going to happen. 437-1620. Oh, small note. I mentioned earlier, but I mentioned again just for those of you who care. If you're driving over the 3 Mile Bridge, you'll see it. If you're driving down 110, you'll see it. If you're coming in from the west side, you'll see it. That giant yellow double arches, or, you know, arcs, as McDowell would say, the yellow arcs. That is the TX-10000 that's been here before. That is a heavy lift vessel. That's the one that basically lifts old oil rigs up and moves them out for disposal. Like, that's what it does. The other vessel that's there right now, the Odin, is a, what do they call it? It's a jackup rig. And that jackup oil and gas drilling rig. So that goes looking for oil and gas deposits out in the Gulf. So the Odin is at the very beginning of the oil rig life cycle, and the TX-10000 is at the very end of the oil rig life cycle. And so these are the two bookend machines that make oil rigs' entire life define. I thought that was kind of interesting that they're in town at the exact same time being worked on by offshore inland. So kind of a cool thing. We didn't have any time to talk about it today. We'll talk about it tomorrow with the sheriff. But the gray pickup truck that drove around all the cars quite illegally at Fort Pickens during the Blue Angels Air Show, everybody has to wait, young man. Everybody has to wait. So, and as far as I know, that person has been arrested. So, crashed into a tree, I think, in the end.